Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Lonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. I am your host, Alonzo Williams Jr. And today's topic is something that can truly transform your relationship after welcoming a baby. And that's partner check-ins. Partner check-ins. Hey, come on, let's face it. Becoming a parent changes everything. Sometimes our relationships can take a back seat, but with intentionality, we can strengthen our connections and support one another better. So, you know, I love to go ahead and always have vulnerable moments and give you my own personal stories. You know, my wife is a dedicated mompreneur. I don't know why that's so hard to say. I'm working hard at home while taking care of our boys full time. Yeah, she is very much a superwoman. She does so much, and I've always admired her strength, always admired her dedication, her focus, her drive. Before a long time, she never really asked me for help, you know, especially in the beginning. My wife, she's a very, very strong individual. She's a very resourceful individual. And so, you know, I noticed her getting overwhelmed, but I wasn't sure how to really step in without her explicitly saying what she needed. That's when I started initiating regular check-ins, asking her like, hey, how can I support you today? Every day I ask, hey, what do you need? You know, well, what is it that I can support you in? You know, it sounds simple, but it opened up a whole new level of communication between us, right? Like these check-ins became a safe space for her to share her needs without, you know, resorting to any silent treatment or indirect hints, which can, you know, be so frustrating for the both of us. You know, last thing we want to do is feel like we're isolating each other, right? Because that's not the truth. That's not what it is, you know, but that's a part of the parenting journey. You know, it's going to test us. It's going to, like, just how it tests us different ways. It's going to test you and your wife, you and your partner in different ways, right? But by being genuinely curious about how I could support her, I showed her that I cared about her feelings and was there for her. This led to us establishing, you know, weekly meetings where we could discover everything from household responsibilities to emotional check-ins. And, you know, it's been a game changer for us, right? It's been a game changer. Now, I'll never forget the relief on her face when she realized she could express her needs openly. That was powerful. That's the best word I can describe it. That was a very powerful thing, really, for both of us, you know. Especially because in a lot of ways, it was like we broke a barrier that we didn't even know was there. You know, that she could trust me on that level and that, you know, I could trust her on that level. It just took a whole nother step forward for both of us. And it made both of us better, you know, not just as individuals, but it made our marriage better. It made our parenting better. It just made the overall atmosphere in our home better. And I'm grateful for it, you know. And of course, you know, it's not just about the logistics. It's about feelings, the support, and, you know, feeling seen in our partnership together. As a husband, you know, my goal is to lighten her load. And by listening to her, I could take some of that weight off her shoulders. You know, for instance, she mentioned how draining folding laundry was for her, you know, after doing the wash. So I made it a point to fold the clothes. You know, after she washed them, I go ahead and just fold them. Seems small, but, you know, it means a lot to her. And it's a way for me to show my love and support. I mean, live under the same roof, you know, got the same jumping bean kids. Have all the energy in the world. Hey, you know, we got to do it together. Ain't no choice. Right. So if you're looking to strengthen your relationship after having a baby, I challenge you to implement these three tips today. All right, y'all know my three favorite tips. You know, I love to give y'all three tips, something to get you started, right? So start regular check-ins. Just ask your partner, like, how can I support you today? Something as simple as that. You know, this simple question can lead to deeper conversations and a better understanding of each other's needs. Be proactive, right? The ability to anticipate what your wife or your partner may need, it goes a long way, right? That's an area that I've gotten better at and, you know, of course, still growing in it, but do it. Be proactive. Once you learn what they need, take action. Find little ways to ease their burden, whether it's household chores, child care, such as, like, for example, like I give, well, not now because of my work schedule, but on weekends, I'll give the boys a bath. You know, I used to give them the bath every evening. Of course, things change, but that's still something that she appreciates. And once again, your kids appreciate it because you're spending time with them, right? So everyone is, you know, benefiting by you being proactive in the home. It's special. And of course, number three, establish weekly meetings. You know, use this time to connect on a deeper level. Discuss responsibilities and check in emotionally. It's a great way to stay aligned as, you know, your partner, you know, your wife, and to keep communication open. You always want to have these designated times to sit down and have these conversations, because if you don't, you won't. Just be honest with you. You just won't. It's not that you don't have the desire to. It's just life. You know, life pulls us in so many individually different ways that if we don't be intentional about setting aside those times to connect with our loved ones, we just won't. And then we'll look back like, man, what happened? Where'd it go wrong? You know, and oftentimes the biggest collapses begin with the smallest decisions. And that's not for you. That's not for us. That's not for you. That's not for anybody. You know, we're different. Now, I want you to give these tips a try and let me know how it goes. You can reach out to me on social media or through the comment section. Let's keep the conversation going and support each other as we navigate fatherhood together. Thanks for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. Until next time, keep showing up for each other. Take care. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading and embracing every moment of fatherhood.